Hey, yo, good evening, viewers of YouTube. My name is Tyler, and tonight we are taking a walk down the dark side and getting back to what many of you have been waiting for, Chico Crypto's investigation into the Binance Charity, or the Blockchain Charity Foundation. Some people may not like this. Some people may think I'm the bad guy for bringing this to light. Well, the world needs bad men. We keep the other bad men from the door. So turn up the volume and tune in, because it's time for Chico Crypto. Today, we are going to be looking into the public wallets of the Binance Blockchain Charity Foundation and seeing if the donations they have received from figures like Justin Sun and projects due to their listing fees actually do add up. Again, I have to thank Double T Crypto, who did the bulk of this investigation. This is for you, brother. But first, let's do a little recap of what part one told us about the charity and the appointed head of the charity, Helen High. The Binance charity says they are aiming towards the United Nations 17 sustainable goals, which include no poverty, zero hunger, good health and well-being, clean water, decent work and economic growth, and others. But Helen's track record and previous resume proves that this isn't the case. The Binance charity has been focusing its efforts in Africa, specifically where Helen High previously managed or currently owns factories.
This is my shoe factory in Ethiopia.
In Ethiopia, Rwanda, Uganda, and Kenya. These clothing and shoe factories were characterized by militaristic type environments where the African workers were subjected to extreme discipline, had to march to and from their shifts, and were dressed in matching suits. French media reported on the factories. In the report, it was found out that the workers in one of Helen's run factories were only making $45 per month, while the living wage in Ethiopia is $100 per month. Also, working conditions were so bad that there were reports of workers catching typhoid due to unsanitary water. Now, in an Associated Press report about the other factories, workers said their wages were so low that they struggled to pay bills. They had no protective gear and were forced to work 12 hours per day. Lower down in the report, we can see they used dangerous chemicals, machines that would cut their hands, and they had no idea about hand gloves. If they refused to work because they had no protective gear, they would be told to leave the company. Now, does Helen High sound like the type of person who is striving for the UN's 17 sustainable goals? The workers were getting paid far less than a livable wage, which equals poverty. No money for food, which equals hunger. Forced to work with dangerous equipment and chemicals, which is not good for your health. And workers got typhoid, which means the water was most likely not clean. That was just a basic recap. If you would like to check out the entire part one, it is in the description of this video, as well as the tag above. Now, let's get to the donations. The Blockchain Charity Foundation was first announced by CZ and crew in October of 2018. Within 3 weeks, another prominent figure in the Chinese cryptocurrency scene decided to make a large contribution to the charity in the sum of $3 million. That person was Justin Sun of Tron. Here's the tweet from CZ Binance saying, "Justin proactively approached us and made a very generous donation. $3 million USD equivalent. Respect." At the time, this raised more than a few eyebrows because of the size of the donation. And as we know, the BitTorrent ICO, of which Justin Sun is also the CEO of, executed on the Binance launchpad just a couple of months later. Was this a quid pro quo payment in exchange for favors? Did all of that $3 million Justin Sun donated go to the Binance charity? Well, let's take a look at the charity's wallets and see. Going to the website and the donation section, you see the main Binance wallet, as well as individual campaigns they are providing charity for. What is interesting is even if you took all the donations to the main Blockchain Charity Foundation and all individual campaigns and added them all up, it still wouldn't equal $3 million, which Justin supposedly donated. Added up, it's only about $2.5 million total. Although you can't do this because funds from the main wallet are being allocated to individual campaigns, like the Binance Lunch for Children and the Empower Buddha. This is double counting. Now, taking out the double counting, it looks like about $2 million has been donated to the charity and the individual projects. Let's now dig into the individual wallets and see where Tron has donated. Out of the 6 pages on the main wallet, there is only 1 Tron donation, on page 3 at the bottom, and it is for the sum of 15,313.94 BNB tokens, which equals under $250,000 in today's prices after the big Binance token boom. When donated in late December of last year, Binance Coin was only around $6, so he actually donated under $100,000. This is the only known record of a Tron donation, and it was eventually moved from the main wallet, matched, adjusted, and moved to the El Estrina campaign, as seen from these photos. Currently, there is no donation of $3 million being reflected in the wallets of the main charity foundation or any of the campaigns. This leads us to the question of whether these charity funds from Tron exist at all. We are going to give Justin the benefit of the doubt and say they do. We are going to assume that these funds have been given over to Binance. We would have to assume that it was either paid in BNB or TRX, but most likely TRX. If these funds do actually exist, they are being held in a Binance main wallet somewhere, and not by the foundation, or at least not in any of their published wallets. And this foundation prides itself on transparency. If there is hidden wallets with funds, then what is the deal? What happened to this donation? It needs to be made public and transparent. Were the funds actually given over, and what happened with it? Was it used to provide charity, or was it used for other things they aren't telling us? If they don't provide these answers, it looks shady as hell. It gets worse too, because according to Helen High, in a Forbes interview with contributor Gina Clark, Binance donated seed money of $10 million to the foundation. Why is none of this being counted in the wallets? Why is there no transparency in what is happening with this supposed donated money? Now, fortunately, it does look like projects who paid a list on the exchange, their donations are being added to the wallet. The first is from Mithril on November 16th for 20,000 BNB. At the time of this transaction, it was about $100,000, which seems like a normal range to be listed. Now, the second one is from REN, or Republic Protocol. This was paid on December 10th for 28,000 BNB. This may not seem like much of a difference at face value, but BNB was trading at a much different price, and the fee for REN was about $225,000. Why is there such a change in listing fees? The questions of payments of $1 million or more to Binance in the past for listing fees becomes a little less ridiculous to speculate about, especially during the heat of the bull run. The final piece I would like to highlight is what is happening with the money that is actually being donated specifically to the Lunch for Children campaign. A Decrypt Media article followed what happened with the money in Uganda, and it's really confusing. First, it goes to a main wallet, which you can track from the Binance Lunch for Children donation page. As we can see, donations are coming in. After these donations come in, the crypto is dispersed directly to children's individual wallets, which is handled by their legal guardians. After the donation in their wallet, the children and their guardians send the funds to Kagawa Enterprises, which is, according to Binance, a wholesale shop as well as retail store licensed by the Kazanti Town Council in Uganda. The Kazanti town isn't on any of Uganda's political maps, but you can find the teeny tiny little town by using Google Maps. Zoom in, please. I'll zoom in a little bit more. Here's what struck me as odd. Decrypt Media reached out to the town council via its Facebook page, and they didn't seem to know what Kagawa Enterprises was. The administration of this page don't know him, the council said. From this research, many questions arise. 1, where is Justin Sun's $3 million donation? What is its status from an allocation standpoint? 2, are there any charity foundation wallets that haven't been made public on the website? 3, if Helen stated that Binance gave the foundation $10 million, why don't the numbers add up? Is it in fiat or being held in another wallet? Will this be disclosed and made transparent? And number four, who is Kagwa Enterprises and why doesn't the town council know of them? This can all be answered by some transparency and minor adjustments in Binance's bookkeeping. These types of disclosures are ones that have to be performed by registered charities, at least here in the United States. And in my personal opinion, at best, this is a very poorly organized and vaguely documented charity. At worst, it's all smoke and mirrors designed to shield any Malta connection of money laundering and yet another money grab by the powers at Binance. I'll let you decide for yourself. Cheers, viewers. I'll see you next time.
Yes. 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 Okay. He's not talking shit. He's talking good.
Thank you.